girl marries. Maxwell House, that right, mellow, satisfying coffee that's good to the last drop, presents When a Girl Marries, a tender human story of young married life dedicated to everyone who has ever been in love. In any artistic or scientific endeavor, the final result depends on the skill and care used in the creation. Now, this is especially true of coffee making, for the coffee flavor in the cup depends upon the flavor in the blend. And in turn, the flavor in the blend depends upon the experience of the men who select the coffee crops and upon their blending skill. Now, with Maxwell House Coffee, the whole art and science of coffee making combine to make today's Maxwell House extra rich, extra flavorful. The richer, costlier coffees, Choice Highland-grown Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, and Bucaramangas for full body, are blended in today's Maxwell House. Then to these, Maxwell House adds still other superb Latin American coffees for vigor. Next, the blend is radiant roasted, the scientific Maxwell House process which roasts each bean in the blend evenly through and through, assuring uniform flavor and goodness. Now, with all the fine care that goes into the making of Maxwell House, care should be taken, too, in brewing coffee from this superbly flavored blend. So buy the right grind for your coffee maker and follow kitchen-tested directions printed on the package. You'll find every cup of coffee made with Maxwell House truly delicious, dependably good to the last drop. And because of this dependable goodness, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Now, When a Girl Marries, the story of Joan and Harry Davis. Joan and Harry are in the waiting room of the Cedarville Hospital. It is not yet light, and Harry, glancing at his watch, says...
She's been upstairs nearly an hour.
I know. I hope everything's all right, Harry.
Oh, it was all right as far as I was concerned the minute Dr. Wiggin walked in.
Yes, isn't he wonderful? Oh, Harry... When we have our next baby, let's be sure to have him come out to Beechwood again.
Now, look, let's get this straight. A, I don't want any next baby.
Harry, you promised.
When did I promise?
Well, the other night when I asked you about a sister for Sammy.
Well, I must have been under some strong and potent spell.
I don't know about that. All I know is that you promised.
All right, then, I promise.
Well, that can't be A, then.
Well, A is you'll never have a baby in Beechwood again.
Of course I'll have a baby in Beechwood. That's where we live, isn't it? That's where we'll be when the time comes. Other people have had babies in Beechwood. I had Sammy in Beechwood. What's the matter with Beechwood?
You know as well as I do, there isn't a hospital there. There aren't even any good doctors there, with the possible exception of that guy who took care of Steve. What's his name?
Dr. Hayden.
Anyhow, no babies in Beechwood. That's my slogan.
Well, I still don't see why not.
Darling, because of the danger to you. Because if we ever were to have another kid...
Or two or three...
I want to be sure you're someplace where you'll get the best of care. Someplace where they've got every gadget.
I won't need a lot of care. The next babies won't be any trouble at all. They won't be born. They'll just grow like Topsy.
Says you.
Yes, and darling, says me.
Now, look, I'll argue about a lot of things with you. I'll even admit you're right in some cases.
Well, now, that's mighty wide of you, Parker.
But I won't go through all the agony of having you have a baby someplace where there aren't the proper facilities. Where I can reproach myself for the rest of my life if anything were to happen to you.
All right, darling. If you feel as strongly about it as that, I don't mind coming back to Stanwood for the big event.
Well, that's a promise then, Joan. And don't you forget it.
It's a promise. Oh, Harry, look. Hmm? There's Dr. Wiggin now. Dr. Wiggin. Dr. Wiggin. Is Sylvie all right?
All right? Well, of course she's all right. Why wouldn't she be?
And the baby? Is the baby here yet?
Very much so. She's got a big, bouncing boy.
A boy?
Oh, say, that's great.
Well, you ought to know how it feels, Harry.
I know how it feels, too. It feels simply super colossal. As if you'd accomplished the most important thing in the world. As if you'd carried on the family name single-handed. As if you were the head of a long line of stalwart sons. As if you were terribly smart.
How much does he weigh?
Oh, Harry, how clever of you to ask that.
Well, isn't that the first thing everybody asks about a baby?
As if it matters as long as he doesn't weigh too little. They invariably lose weight, and then gain it, and double it, and triple it in no time. But I guess the proper question is, how much does he weigh?
That's a sound question, all right. This fellow weighs 8 pounds and 1 ounce.
Oh, that's wonderful. May I see him? Is he in the nursery?
I expect you can take a peek at him. Yes, he's back there. She's in the room. She's asking for you, Joan, as long as Chick is way off in the South Pacific. So you go in there for a little while and talk to her.
All right.
Not long, but just long enough.
All right, Doctor. Come on, Harry. You've got to see your only nephew at the same time I do.
Oh, what do I want to see him for? He won't look like much of anything. He'd just look red and squally like every other newborn baby.
Oh, but he isn't like every other newborn baby. He's my little sister Sylvia's baby. Oh, Harry, I'm so glad Sylvia's going to know all the joy of being a mother. I'm so glad this has happened to her. And yet, it was just the other day that she was sitting on the porch playing Jack and getting me to fix her hair ribbon for dancing school. Her climbing into my bed at night because she had a bad dream. Oh, Harry, doesn't time go fast? Isn't it sort of terrifying how fast it goes?
Yeah, it sure is. Oh, that's the nursery, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you can't go in there.
I know it, but I have a brand new nephew. I imagine his name will be Chick Norris Jr.
The Norris baby, oh, yes.
I wonder if the nurse would just hold him up to the window so I could see him.
Well, I'll tell her to. You'll just wait a minute.
Oh, which one do you think it is, Harry?
They all look alike to me.
Oh, how can you say that? They're all so different. Oh, Harry, she's bringing him over. Look. Look, Harry, there he is. Oh. Isn't he adorable?
Your ideas and mine of what's adorable just don't match.
Oh, he's a lovely baby. He's so big and strong.
And red and wrinkled.
Wait till I tell Sylvia I've seen him. I bet she hasn't seen him yet.
Isn't he a beautiful baby?
He's gorgeous.
I'll wait for you in the waiting room, honey. I know Sylvia'd rather see you alone.
All right, darling, I won't be long. He weighs over 8 pounds, doesn't he?
I believe he does.
Do you know if my sister's seen the baby yet?
I don't think so, but they'll take him into her very shortly. Here's her room.
Yes, I know.
Joan, it's a boy.
Oh, darling. Darling, I've seen him. He's simply spectacular. He weighs over 8 pounds.
8 pounds and 1 ounce.
And he looks just like Chick.
Does he? Oh, I wish I could see him.
You will. They're combing his hair and putting on his collar and tie so he can be brought in to see his mother.
His mother. So I'm a mother now. I really am. I'm somebody's mother.
Yes, darling. You're the mother of somebody large and plump and delectable.
I still don't believe it. Joan, is he really all right? You're not just saying that.
Oh, he's a Superman.
He ought to be a beautiful baby. Chick so well built. Joan, will you send him a wire right away? In my pocketbook, you'll find his overseas address. It's care of San Francisco. Will you say it's a boy?
Of course I will, Di.
He got here so fast. Hardly took any time at all. I thought having a baby was going to be lots harder than that.
You had a wonderfully easy time.
I feel so well I could go home right now, this minute. I wish they'd let me. I wish they'd let me get up and call a cab and take him straight home to Mother's house.
I think you might stick around here a little while.
I can understand Indian women having babies now. Getting up and going home with a march.
Oh,
it'd be easy to do. Joan, look down the hall and see if they're bringing him to me.
Would you like to see a beautiful baby, Mrs. Norris?
Yes, I guess I would. Joan, is that really he? They haven't mixed babies on me, have they?
If you don't believe it's he, take a look. If he isn't the spitting image of his daddy.
Oh, it could be Chick lying here in the bed beside me. Oh, my darling baby. My darling son. You're really he. You're really boy. I got you at last.
He's a big, healthy baby. I can see he's going to eat you out of house and home.
Can I hold him here in my arms a minute? I just want to see how it feels.
Of course you can.
Oh, look at those long eyelashes and that blonde fur. He really is a beautiful baby, Sylvia.
Feels so good to hold him. Feels so right, doesn't it? I wish he'd never have to go back to the nursery. He doesn't have to go right back, does he?
Yes, and I'm going to take him back, and you're going to sleep.
Well, I'm not sleepy. I'm too excited to sleep. If only his father were here to see him. Oh, Joan, you were so lucky to have Harry with you when Sammy was born.
I know it, darling.
There, now, you've had a good look at Mr. Norris, Jr. I'll take him back and put him to bed.
Oh, he doesn't want to go. He'd rather stay with me. But you can just listen to him crying. He really makes a noise. Isn't it wonderful he can cry like that?
Miraculous, darling.
What are you crying about? You're born into a nice world with a beautiful mother, going back to a nice warm bed in the nursery. And you've got nothing to cry about.
Joan, isn't it awful? I don't feel a bit like a mother.
Don't you, dear?
I mean, I do and I don't. I know he's my baby. I know he's Chick's baby. And yet I can't seem to sort of grasp it. Is there something the matter with me?
No, darling, there's nothing the matter with you. You knew how long it took me to realize that Sammy was mine, that he belonged to me. Well, nobody can realize they've got a baby all at once.
Oh, thank you for telling me that, Joanie. I was so afraid there was something the matter with me that I couldn't grasp it all at once. You really think I'll get to believe he's mine after a while? I'll get to believe I'm really his mother?
Yes, darling. You'll get to believe it.
Oh, that's good. You'll sit here a while, Joan, won't you? I just love having you here. You always understand everything.
Back with you in a moment. But now, maybe you're planning one of those old-time 4th of July picnics tomorrow, the kind where truly American food is a gala part of the celebration, where fried chicken, grilled frankfurters, potato salad, and ice cream will be accompanied by a favorite American beverage, iced coffee. Now, while you take pains with the rest of your picnic preparations, don't overlook the coffee, because weak and watery iced coffee will be a big disappointment after a delicious outdoor meal. So start right by choosing today's extra vigorous, extra rich Maxwell House for plenty of that full-bodied coffee flavor. You see, the extra coffee goodness blended into Maxwell House today makes Maxwell House a perfect base for iced coffee. Then, because of melting ice, make the coffee half again as strong. You'll find iced coffee made with Maxwell House superbly flavored. And because of this fine flavor, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Yes, Maxwell House is just as delicious icy cold as it is piping hot. Always dependably good to the last drop. Understands everything as she sits there quietly beside Sylvia, with her hand over her sister's, smiling down at her as Sylvia closes her eyes and gives herself over to sleep. Well, there until tomorrow at the same time, we leave the story of When a Girl Marries, written by Elaine Carrington. This program is presented by the makers of Maxwell House, the coffee that is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand in the world. Maxwell House is the superb coffee which is good to the last drop. Your announcer is Charles Stark.
Save sugar. Make your jams and jellies the short-boiled way with the speedy powdered pectin product, Sure Gel. Sure Gel sets jellies with a half-minute boil, jam with a minute boil, so you get more finished glasses from every cup of sugar. Best of all, even beginners may expect sure results by following easy recipes in every box of Sure Gel. Ask for S-U-R-E-J-E-L-L. Time-saving, sugar-saving Sure Gel.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.